It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We talked about the kid that at age 5 from New Jersey is somehow obsessed with the president who had been an ex-president for 30 years by the time he was born, Jimmy Carter. We asked, what made you the strange kid? This one from Nashville. I was a deeply strange, goth little child.
Okay.
My father had a 2-foot-tall statue of Nemesis, the zombie experiment antagonist that chases you through the video game Resident Evil 3. Hmm. I treated it like a teddy bear.
Okay.
Carried him everywhere, had to be tucked into bed with him, and referred to him as my best friend. When mean-spirited adults told me he was a bad guy and would hurt me, I was quoted as saying, maybe he'll hurt you, but he's my best friend.
Oh, wow. That's dark.
I mean, as a kid, you're like, all right.
To you.
1-800-947-3979. Nick, or they call you Rooster. Hi, Rooster.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Hey, what made you a weird kid?
Well, I was a bright red hair, very feather like hair. It was very thin and stood up, and my dad made us have a pineapple haircut until I was 8th grade.
Like a pineapple haircut where it's cut way up and then like spiky on top?
Yeah, no, it was just a little tuft out front, and that thing stood up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, like
no.
Like a little version of Sideshow Bob.
You really did look like a rooster then, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's it.
Why did he do that?
And that name is stuck with me today.
How old are
and
you
actually,
now?
Actually, I did it. I am 66 years old now. I did a chicken research facility at the University of Illinois, and when I would answer the phone, I would answer it.
You really leaned in.
Yeah, you really leaned in. You were born with a comb and worked in the industry.
I took it and run with it.
Yeah,
there
you
go.
Did, man.
Thank you, Rooster.
Taking what you were born with and going for it.
Good for you. Good for you, Rooster.
That's amazing.
Okay. Respectfully, Ryan in Nashville, you have a weird kid?
Yes, my 5-year-old, he is obsessed with smoke detectors.
All right. Okay. How many does he have?
So currently he's at about 25 smoke detectors.
And
with no batteries, uses them, plays with them, hangs out with them.
And is he like kids where they get obsessed with things? So he knows way more about smoke detectors than you or any other adult?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. He amazes me with the details he knows about it, the model numbers, things like that. So it all started in the Opryland Hotel in Nashville, and we stayed the night there, and he just saw the sprinklers, the smoke detectors, and he was probably about 2 years old. And so obviously I explained to him what it was, not knowing the animal it was going to become. And so here we are, and it kind of transitioned into an obsession with firefighters and more specifically detailed hazmat section of the fire department. And so we go to our local fire department probably about twice a month. They know him by name. He's got his own jacket with his last name embroidered on the back of it.
That's so cool.
Awesome. So when
he's full-fledged. We love it.
When Ryan, when you want to take your kid out to do something fun, he doesn't want to go to the toy store. He wants to go to like Home Depot and go look at the detectors, right?
If we go to Home Depot, we have to stop or Lowe's, anything. We have to stop to look at the smoke detectors and fire extinguishers. Anything emergency, he's obsessed with. But the Hot Wheels and Matchbox cars, there are 90% emergency vehicles. Fire trucks.
Oh, my goodness.
So funny.
Man, he must have went crazy when Kitta changed their logo.
Yes. So believe it or not, the other night we actually had a smoke detector go off. Of course, it always goes off in the middle of the night, never in the middle of the day.
Yep.
So we had to call the fire department specifically for the smoke detector. And honestly, he was not thrilled about it, about the sound and waking up in the middle of the night.
I thought you were going to say he was so happy
hero.
You think he might have been blowing smoke from his smoking habit.
I needed to go off.
Thank you,
The responding firefighters, yes.
That's so funny.
What were you going to say, the responding firefighters?
The responding firefighters, they hadn't met him before. They were from a different local fire department, not the one that we usually go to. So they had yet to meet him. So here we were at 3 a.m. in the morning having a discussion about hazmat and smoke detectors after he finally woke up.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you, Ryan. God. This is a completely different one. Nicole in Green Bay, why were you the weird kid?
So growing up, I have always had hearing issues and I was hard of hearing. Okay. And when I was like in fourth grade, I started having to wear like the headset and like the long microphone the teacher would wear.
Okay.
And everybody thought in my class and my teacher like ruined my hearing more because one day she sneezed so loud and everybody thought that my eardrums ruptured or something because I looked like so in shock and pain.
Wait, so I'm sorry. Am I understanding it right? It's the teacher would wear a microphone, but it only went to your earpiece?
Yes.
Oh, Oh my gosh, she did nearly implode you.
Yeah, and then the funny part is 2 years later, I started having eardrum reconstruction surgery. And the first one I had, my eardrum did rupture. So joke in my class was that teacher from a couple years prior was the reason behind it.
Wow. That is
bonkers. I've had a total of 3 eardrum reconstruction surgeries, and I am 33 now.
Oh. All right. Do you think, Nicole, are you likely done, or is this something that will have to happen again?
I'm hoping that I'm done. I have a device inside my right ear to help with my quote-unquote normal hearing.
Yeah.
And I just recently had to have a lump removed from my good ear that was causing hearing issues. So I'm at the most normal I've been probably in a hot minute.
Well, let's hope it stays that way. Thank you for calling.
I'm hoping.
Right? Thanks, Nicole. Dang, I didn't know that was a thing, but I guess it makes sense. The teacher's wearing that. If you've got a microphone right in front of your face at some point,
you sneeze.
You're not used to doing it.
Oh, boy. Ugh.
Even if you are.
Yikes.
Okay, this is something. Ashley in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, listening on 102.9 The Buzz. Hi, Ashley. Your daughter is the weird kid?
Yes.
Okay.
She's 15 now, but this was last year, so she was 14. I got a call from the school, and it was the nurse saying they had to call poison control because she was eating flowers on the playground.
Yes.
Like a goat?
As one does.
Yeah, and then 14? A month later, not even, I got another call, and I'm like, what now? They had to call poison control again because her and her friends were putting mud on sticks and eating them like they were popsicles or something.
Like chocolate-covered pretzels?
Something like that.
Wow. You might be the winner for who's had poison control called the most for their child. Like two's a lot. Yeah, at school. Thank you. Thank you, Ashley. Jeez. Dang. Tommy's like my kind of gal.
Mm-hmm.
Our local sand eater.
Yeah. Put that in a black book in case I need it for later.
I was weird this text because I loved powdered foods. It started when I ate an orange chewable vitamin C and loved it. I ate a half bottle. It devolved into anything powder with salty or sour taste. My argument back then was, well, you eat the same thing. I just don't add water. I have since healed, but still randomly raid the spice cabinet for a quick umami bomb.
The hell is that?
I don't know. I was waiting for you guys to tell me. I'm not going to lie.
I don't know. I mean,
so like you just eat spoonfuls of Tang out of the.
Yeah, I guess so. So just powdered Kool-Aid.
I mean, that's like eating wasabi, right?
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably is.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.